From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Michelle Norris.
And I'm Melissa Block. It has been more than 70 years since a brutal civil war brought Spanish dictator Francisco Franco to power. During his rule, tens of thousands of people went missing or were executed for opposing him. Now, relatives of the dead and disappeared are demanding justice. But an amnesty law protects the executioners, and the Spanish judge who challenged that law to open a probe into Franco-era atrocities has been suspended. NPR's Silvia Pajoli has the story.
Me llamo Virgilio Lerer Ruiz. Soy aviador.
Film director Pedro Almodovar gives voice to Virgilio Lerer Ruiz, a pilot who opposed the military coup in 1936. I was the first person executed in the Civil War, he says. I had no trial, no lawyer, and no sentence. My daughters continue to look for me. For how long? This video was made by 15 famous Spaniards who recite the testimony of 15 ordinary men and women killed during and after the Civil War. Shop owners, teachers, farmers, people on the losing side of the war whose remains are believed buried in mass graves. The video was made to protest the Supreme Court ruling charging investigating magistrate Baltasar Garzón with abuse of power for the first in-depth probe into the Franco regime. Garzón is accused of violating a 1977 amnesty law known as the Pact of Forgetting, passed 2 years after Franco died. Garzón is a champion of universal jurisdiction, the concept that crimes against humanity cannot be amnestied or subject to statutes of limitations. Recently, he spoke at the 16th anniversary of the Jewish Community Center bombing in Buenos Aires that killed 85 people. More than anyone else, he said, investigating judges cannot shirk their responsibilities.
Más poder, más responsabilidad y mayor exigencia de justicia debe haber.
The one who had the resources in his hands and didn't use them, the one who could have demanded and didn't, should not be able to escape, regardless of time, his legal and civil responsibilities. Never again.
Nunca más. Lejaim por la vida.
Garzón shot to fame for having Chilean dictator Augusto Pinochet arrested while he was visiting London in 1998. He has pursued Al-Qaeda and Basque terrorists, corrupt politicians and gangsters, as well as members of the Argentine military junta that executed tens of thousands of opponents. Garzón's trouble started when the small far-right group Manos Limpias, Clean Hands, filed a complaint against him. Miguel Bernard is the group's secretary general.
Garzón viola todas las leyes. La Constitución Española, la ley de amnistía.
Garzón violates all Spanish laws. He cannot prosecute Francoism. It's already history, and only historians can judge that period. He uses justice for his own ego. He thought that by prosecuting Francoism, he could become the head of the International Criminal Court and even win the Nobel Peace Prize.
Since Garzón's suspension, several hundred relatives of the victims gather once a week across the building in Madrid, used by Franco's secret police to detain and torture opponents. They carry photos of some of the 113,000 missing Spaniards, including poet Federico García Lorca. But their vocal demand for truth and justice shows that Spanish society is still sharply divided. A small group of bystanders provokes the marchers. You killed Padre, my father, shouts one. You killed Padre, the priest in my town, shouts another. The marchers call the bystanders fascists and terrorists. Adolfo Llanos Urgiola is furious with the marchers.
Everything was a reconciliation after the democracy. They don't want reconciliation. They want open the graves. They want everything we don't want.
But Juan Diego Boto, a young actor, just wants the Spanish government to open up all the mass graves and identify the bodies.
It's difficult to build a democracy over impunity. It's difficult to build any system of justice over dead bodies buried all over your country.
Puri Galano marches with a photo of her grandparents who disappeared in 1940, 1 year after the end of the Civil War. She says the move against Garzón has energized the movement to account for the tens of thousands killed by the Franco regime.
All we wanted before Garzón got put out was to recuperate our families and to clean their names. He helped us. He helped us to uncover the whole thing.
But if convicted, Judge Garzon could face suspension for 20 years, virtually ending his career. Silvia Poggioli, NPR News.